Hey, welcome everybody. You tune into the 411 with your boy Shati.
And your girl Nikki.
And today in studio, we have a special guest for you guys. We have rapper and producer all the way from Zimbabwe. We have Sean Ace in the building. What's up, boy?
Hey, I'm good, man. How's it, bro?
I'm good, thank you yourself. Hey, looking all...
I'm also good, okay, guys? Smazzy. You don't have to exclude the female, okay?
Apologies, queen.
Nice, like, you look nice. Shout out to you, Shanique.
Are you saying I look nice? Yeah!
I look nice.
Hey. So, Sean, can you please tell the listeners about yourself, like who you are and what you do?
Okay, my name is Sean Ace, and I'm a rapper, producer, CEO of a new record label. And I'm also an entrepreneur, and I'm also a vocalist, and I'm from Zimbabwe, and my original name is Basil Shaw Yonder. I don't know why my parents gave me a middle name Shaw. Maybe they knew I was going to do shows. I don't know.
Alrighty. Were you saying something?
That's just basically about me, like the rough draft of me. Yeah.
Cool. So what inspired you to pursue this career?
Well, it started at a young age, you know. I was into choir when I was still in primary school. So then I decided to like take it as a professional career as I progressed with my education, you know, at my high school level. But then I then decided to come here to South Africa from Zim because Zim didn't have like proper facilities to offer what I was going for. Mm. So then South Africa was the only option that I had. So I had to come here, you know. And then, yeah, I had to pursue it because I fell in love with music at a very young age. I couldn't see myself doing anything else, which is not music. So
makes sense.
I have no other option than to do the music, you know.
Nice. Okay, so in terms of your career, your profession, obviously being a rapper, producer, and entertainer in the music industry, what are the pros and cons of choosing this career?
What are
them? The advantages and the disadvantages, like the good and the bad of
the merits of being a rapper is that you get to do what you want. You get to follow your heart. You know, there's nothing more interesting than doing what you love, you know. There's nothing more interesting than pursuing what you've been longing for, you know, like finally doing what you think you really deserve, you know. And I feel like the other merit is that you get to experience a lot of things, meet a lot of people, travel a lot and see places, you know, gain confidence within yourself, stand in front of thousands of people, you know, millions of people as time progresses, performing, you know, creating relationships with different people. And there's also a bit of money in it, you know, if you do it right.
There's a whole bunch of things.
And the disadvantages is that most people can't handle the pressure, so they resort to drugs. They resort to drugs. And most people can't really be disciplined. They start, you know, doing a lot of things, going around with girls, spending money, getting diseases. At the end of the day, they get sick or impregnating a lot of girls. And most people start crime. You know, I don't know why people, when they become famous, they just start behaving like animals, stealing, you know, robbing people, and then they end up getting themselves arrested, you know. So I feel like there's a lot of disadvantages. If you don't know what you really want in life, you will face a lot of challenges if you are a rapper.
You're spot on, eh? So, Sean, how did you achieve your success of today?
That was a lot. Because coming from where I'm from, you know, it was a challenge to be here. Because coming here, South Africa, I had no one. It was just me. And I'm like, yo, I'm here. You know, I need to pursue my goals. But then I had to take a course and study how to make sounds and stuff. But then I met a few people, you know, without connections, you won't really get to where you want to go. So I met a few people. created connections with them, recorded a few songs that we never really released because people started being envious, you know. They started feeling like maybe I'm becoming bigger than them, I'm becoming better than them. So instead of me growing with them or growing together, they started seeing it as if I'm taking over. Yeah, as if I'm a threat to them. So
yeah,
jealous, you know. And then some people were even like deleting my verses from the songs, you know, like if we record a song, then my verses came. So you see that kind of
shady people.
That's like real shade, you know. So that kind of treatment didn't really like sit well with me. Then I decided to like, you know what, guys, I'm going on my own way. There's real people out there, they'll come along, you know. And then I got to meet a few people that I'm working with now. That was like 3 years later, you know. That's when I really got to meet like people. I can say these are my real friends and these are the people that we going with together, you know, we're aiming for the same thing and we're willing to do whatever it takes to achieve what we want, you know. So it's been a rough journey, but if you want something to happen, no matter how hard it is, you make sure you strive there until it happens.
So what I also picked up from what you said was you found your friends, you found your clique, and that's maybe because you believe in yourself and they believe in you and you'll believe in the end goal, like the bigger picture. It's not about being better than each other. It's being like about being better together.
Yes. It's about being better together. You know, that's the main idea of like,
true.
We're going to move as a group. We're going to have Sean as our leader. We're going to have Link as our manager, you know, and we're going to have other artists in the group. So we're going to move as a group because all of us, we want to be successful, right? And right now, record labels, they're not taking artists that are doing more music that's international. They're just focusing on local music. If you look at it, they're focusing on piano, what. And we are not about that. We are more of international. And we're looking at the bigger picture. You know, we wanna travel all over the world. We wanna tour around the world. You know, we don't just wanna box ourselves in South Africa only. So record labels are kind of intimidated by that. Most record labels that I've approached, because they're only looking at South Africa. So when I show them the bigger picture that we have, and they don't even have the budgets for those kind of things, so it's kind of like to them, so they won't be like, it's not like they're not interested, but it's not that it's just that they don't have like enough facilities to accommodate the bigger picture that we have. So we just chose like, okay, let's just fund ourselves, and it's gonna happen eventually.
It makes so much
sense. Another question that we have for you is, what is your thoughts on the impact of music on the youth? Like, I think you answered this also in your previous thing where you said the pressure, like, if you don't really understand what you're getting into, then you lead to, like, substance abuse or whatever. So can you just talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, like I said on my previous response, like, you know, if most youth people, like, most youth, I mean, they want to when they see people who are successful, Casper, aka Sean Ace, you know, they think this happened in a day, but it never really happened in a day, because personally me, I started doing music in 2009 when I was in choir at school, 2009. And then I started recording my first song, my first studio recording in 2014, and then I had my first commercial recording in 2018.
Nice.
So it's over a decade. So people, they just think today you just wake up and record a track, because they see the famous making it, they think it's easy. They don't even know who's behind you, how many people are pushing you, how many companies are pushing that song that's successful.
True.
You know? So when they come into the industry now, they see, oh, very hectic, this is hectic now, we're here, and there's so much pressure, you know, they resort to drugs, much drinking, committing crime and all that stuff. And some people, they even have anxiety to a point where they commit suicide, you know. A lot of artists have died from anxiety. So I feel like if you don't really know what you want, and if you are just under that peer pressure of, shit, this celeb is, you know, is living the life, and you don't really know how they're living, how they manage to get there, you will face a lot of challenges that you might end your life, you know. But I also feel like it's impacting on the youth with a great positive energy, because it keeps them happy. Some of them, they learn from it. It depends on the message that's being transmitted through the music. You know,
yes.
What kind of music it is. But nowadays, most people, when they do music, they just don't focus on the content now. They're just focusing on hits. But hits don't last. Content lasts, you know. So
True. So, Sean, what was your inspiration behind your new single, How Far Can We Go?
Oh, that one was deep. First of all, you know, I wrote that song when I was in Woolies, right? I was literally shopping.
Woolies.
I was like at Woolworths. Yeah.
Listen, Woolworths.
Oh, wow.
Like in Woolworths.
No, I thought something about like Army vibes or something.
So I was like, you know, wearing like one headset here, and then I was like walking. So that's when the beat hit me hard, you know, and then I started like, this song, I want to make it more of inspirational, motivational, and love at the same time, you know. So I thought like, how can I incorporate the three into the same thing, you know.
Yeah.
So I started writing it when I was in Woolies. That's when the whole thing hit me up, especially the chorus. And then I recorded the first track myself. There was no one on the track, just only me. So when I got home, then I replayed it over and over again. Then I felt like something was missing on the song. So
yeah.
I then thought of it. What if I can put a girl on this song, you know?
Mm.
And then I called up Michi K, like, yo, I want you on your track. And then she was like, okay, pass it through. Then I send it through. Then I send her the lyrics. She was like, okay, I'm just going to sing it. Then fine, I'm not going to change nothing much. Just twisted the chorus a little bit so that it sounds as if we bought into the song, you understand? So
True. The
major inspiration behind it was, we all want to achieve something great, and we all want to do something big in life. So the biggest question we were asking ourselves is that, how far can we go, you know? How far we going to push, you know? We're going to do whatever it takes. No matter what people say, we're still going to make it happen, no matter how hard it is, you know?
I like that. So, guys, that is our first half of our interview with Sean Ace, and we are going to play you guys How Far Can We Go? And it features
Michi K. So we hope you guys enjoy the song, and we'll chat more about whether it will be getting a music video or not after we listen to this hit. Enjoy. Hey.
Yeah.
It's such a cool song, dude. Such a cool song. I really. When you sent us the song, we both actually was like, this song is actually fire. Like, you know, because
it has so much rhythm.
Tend to sound the same, but this was a refreshing sound, like, because everybody's like up and coming rapper and everything, but this is legit, dude. I'm here for it. So
thank you, man, it's you featuring
Michi K, right?
Yeah.
Michi K.
Yeah.
Cool. So as you guys know, in studio today we have Sean Ace, and he is a rapper from Zimbabwe, right?
Yeah.
And he relocated to South Africa, and we are chatting to him about his story, you know, making it in the industry and how he came about making that dope song we just listened to. Now, Sean, I need to ask you, because you mentioned that you shot a music video for Baby Girl, which we're going to play later, but are we going to get a music video for How Far Are We Going? How Far Can We Go?
Yes, we're gonna get visuals for How Far Can We Go, and another visuals for like this track called Make Them Dance, and also another visual for another song called Served. So basically I'm also gonna drop an EP towards the end of the year. So there's like more projects coming soon. Yeah.
Do you have a name for your EP yet?
Yeah, the EP is called Signs of Hope. You know, we can see hope that things are gonna be great.
Oh, Signs of Hope.
Signs of Hope. Yes.
Nice. I like it, especially with this pandemic going on, and you know, we all just
need the signs of hope.
Yeah, we do need that. That's like the main idea of like, you know, people being stressed. So we can tell that there's hope now, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, Sean, what is your favorite song at the moment?
The favorite song at the moment for me, Taofakunigo. I don't see any song bigger than that. Other artists can be pushed by big record labels, but when it comes to in terms of creativity and production, I think I'm at that level. Yeah, I can be anything.
Yeah,
that's good. That's confident.
You're repping yourself, being your biggest supporter.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is your dream collaboration if you were to collaborate with anybody, dead or alive?
Dead or alive? Okay, I would go for dead and alive. Dead, I would go for Michael Jackson, man. Okay, he's one of the greatest.
I have a feeling.
He's one of the greatest ever. But right now, I would want to go for Travis Scott. That guy is dope.
All right. So, Sean, if you could start all over again, right? Is there anything you would do differently based on your experience this far? Anything different?
Yeah, I would do a lot of things different. I would refrain myself from bad people. That's the first thing. Because they take so much of your time and they don't even make you release your project because they're afraid of what you might become. Yeah. And secondly, I would try to make more commercial songs from the start. And you know, they say knowledge is power. So if you don't have knowledge, you don't even know what you're doing. Yeah. Yeah.
Makes sense.
First things for people to get the knowledge. Yeah.
Wow. Alrighty.
So, okay, this is another interesting question. If you could be born into a different era of music, which era would it be? And which era would you basically be making music in? Like, would it be the 60s, the 50s, the 80s?
If I'm to be born in a different era, I would want to be born in the era of Tupac. I feel like music back in the day, it was more different. It had a lot of meaning, and artists were being recognized in a much better position, like how they are now. Because nowadays, people, they just sing music, but there's no substance to it. If you ask them, like, yo, what's your song about? They can't even relate to their own songs. They're just singing anything. True. Some people just sing things they even have. Talk about money, you don't have money. Talk about flashy cars, you don't have flashy cars. Talk about something else, you know. So I feel like most people, they don't understand that concept of music is message. It's not just about making sound. You have to give message to your people. You have to make people be inspired by yourself, you know. I would want to be in that era. Yeah.
So you're going with the 90s.
The 90s to my vibe.
Go with the 90s.
80s, 90s.
Go with the 90s.
Okay. I like that vibe.
Timeless music is in the 90s. Timeless music is in the 90s. I'm going to bring like timeless music as well, but I'm going to bring it in a different vibe, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Put your little spice on there.
Yeah. Tweak it a little bit.
All righty. So, Sean, what advice do you have for the young people that want to become entertainers? So if there was somebody out there, you know, all these young listeners listening, what is the key points you would want to leave them with?
I would want them to take this very seriously. Hey, it's not a joke. When you want to be in the entertainment industry, you got to be very serious. Put 100% dedication, 100% focus, and stay motivated. You know, it's a bumpy ride. The days are not going to be the same. And people's response is not going to be the same. They might love you today and tomorrow they might dislike you. But that doesn't mean it's the end. You know what I'm saying? So you must never let a wave ride you down. Today you might get a nice wave and tomorrow might get a bad phase. So it's like an ocean. Today it's calm, tomorrow it's hectic. So you must know how to balance the two. You must say, okay, today is a bad day. No, it's going to pass. People forget about it. And then tomorrow is going to be another day. You know, don't let successful artists sell you a bigger, a fake picture, because this, they're going through a lot. You know, they're going through a lot. I can speak for myself, for example. Sometimes I get like depression, anxiety, you know, but I will never let that hit me hard, because I know this is what I chose. This is my life. So I have to keep on going until I reach where I want to be. No one said it was smooth. No one said it was going to be easy. So you got to stay focused 100%. Yeah.
Oh, lad,
that's lad. Great like word, Sean.
Right? A man of substance. You really, I respect you, bro. Like,
you must hold on.
I literally just met you.
Hold on to that. And you mustn't forget your own advice when you do, like, no prosper. Because some people, artists get lost with what they're doing. And, you know, they lose themselves. So it's always important to know who you are through this entertainment industry.
True, yeah.
All right.
Because once the thing comes in, you lose yourself. You lose yourself.
Yeah.
True. Okay.
So, Sean, thank you for taking time out to chat to us and telling us your story. And, you know, the cool fact that I missed, actually, is the fact that you're from Zim. So that just makes it better. So we look forward to following your story, and we hope you all the best in your journey. And we're going to play your other song called Baby Girl. And we hope to hear from you soon when you drop your Make 'em Dance songs and drop your videos or
EPs.
Just hit us up whenever you want to chat.
Yeah, actually, Make 'em Dance is out. Eh? It's out, actually. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Cool. We'll add it to the playlist next week.
All right, cool. No worries, then.
You must just send us a clean version if there's any, you know, swear words.
We only want clean songs, yeah.
I'll email it to you tomorrow.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, cool. Alrighty. Sean Ace, everybody. Yes.
Hey.